Marvel Knights and Shout Factory have been very selective in which angles and which runs they bring to DVD. Why do you think Sabretooth and Wolverine fit in the whole DVD release?
Well, first I want to say that, you know, it's always difficult to choose which stories get this treatment, because I do consider it to be quite an honor to be in with people like Damon Lindelof and Joss Whedon and Neil Gaiman. What happens is that there is a list that's put together through Marvel's production team and the animation group. I excuse myself from that list because of my own personal other career as a comic writer. I don't think it would be fair for me to throw my own work into the mix. And so when they sent the list to me, I actually spent a good deal of time arguing against it because I didn't want to give anybody the impression that, you know, as the head of the television division, you know, we've, you know, pushed this particular one through. The argument that came back to me, and I really appreciate the support from the guys at Shout, was that what's amazing about this story is Simone's artwork. It's a painterly quality. It's incredibly cinematic. And, you know, this story actually came out over a five-year period. We did the first half of it, and then we took a break when Sabretooth died. And so for the comic book reader, they went through 5 years without this character running around. For Marvel to have waited for Simone and I to be available again to be able to finish the story until the second half, and then have it now all as one giant epic production. It really is, as a creative person, it's just terrific to be able to see it brought to life, to hear it voiced, to hear the incredible soundtrack, music scoring, and, you know, to have somebody else direct it so that, you know, the choice of angles and the way that it is, the movement that's involved, and the level of sophistication of the animation that's been brought as each of these projects grows, has been a you know, as a creative person, I get to sit back and really enjoy it. When I'm acting as executive producer and you know, the head of Marvel Television, I can look at everything with a very critical eye, and that's the place where it's the most challenging, because, you know, all I want to do is go back in and rewrite the dialogue and change the story and do all the things that I would have done had I known when I was telling the story that it someday may be animated. But then I watch things, you know, that are written by Damon or Neil Gaiman or Joss, and, you know, I am so delighted by being able to have the Marvel Knights experience, which is as close as you can get to reading a Marvel comic, but at the same time, it is brought to another level through the animation. It's an entirely unique experience. There's nothing like it out there in mainstream comics, and so we're so delighted by our relationship with Shout. We think all of the DVDs that they put out are just of the highest quality, and so it's really been a great experience. Our friends at Atomic, who do the actual animation work, coupled with Marvel Animation itself. So it's really, you know, it's a gigantic production to, you know, for all intents and purposes, bring a comic book to life.
For someone that's in, you know, their 30s, a millennial, it seems like Wolverine and Sabretooth have been fighting forever. Why do you think a Wolverine and Sabretooth battle is still sexy to comic book readers? Why do you think they still get into it so much?
Well, I think you start with Wolverine. You know, he's an extraordinary character. He's extremely unique in the world of comics, in the sense that he is simultaneously, you know, a an anti-hero, a hero. He has this incredibly rich backstory. He has a sense of humor. He has a completely unique look. So you put all those things together, and there's just an incredible cool factor about his character. And then you add to that Sabretooth, who is really the dark side of his coin. And that is really one of the reasons why we wanted to tell the story, was to show how both similar and different these characters are. Knowing all of the horrible things that Sabretooth has done, you know, over the course of however many years they've been fighting, this was a chance for us to sort of give ultimate payback. It was a shocking story 5 years ago when Wolverine chopped off his head, spoiler alert. and then I think people thought that he was just going to come back the next month. And instead, Marvel, you know, had everybody wait 5 years for us to be able to tell the rest of the story. And that's what we always saw it as, was the rest of the story. Being able to experience it now as a single piece, I remember once going and showing in a theater, the Star Wars trilogy. He came out of the first movie, and this one, the re-releases happened, and he came out of the first movie, and he was like, well, when's the next one? And I was like, I think it's in a couple of months. And he was like, a couple of months? And I was like, yeah, I waited years for the next one. And so this is really, I'm not in any way implying that this story compares itself to Star Wars. I'm just simply saying it's a wonderful experience to be able to see the whole epic adventure all in one piece.
Considering that, how do you want that run to ultimately be remembered by fans? How do you want them to look back on it?
As really an opportunity to see how Simone Bianchi interpreted both characters,